Mike, did Coon's hamstring turn out to be a lot worse than you guys first thought? Because on Wednesday, you kind of thought like he was.
I think it's like anything when you're going through the medical process, you have a couple different opinions. You know, the player's opinion and the medical staff's opinion is not always going to be the same. If anybody knows John Coon, he's gonna push the play. So we just didn't feel he was ready from a medical staff standpoint.
Where do things stand with Jordy going into the weekend?
We will test Jordy Sunday. That was the evaluation this morning after his time with Dr. McKenzie.
Does 2010 and all that help you at all deal with these injuries?
I think anytime you have an experience, specifically a challenge as big as 2010 was, and everybody knows what the numbers were, it's something you can point to, something you can draw from. I know personally you don't get as emotional or maybe stressed about it as much as probably the first time you go through a difficult situation. I think that's human nature. But I've always viewed injuries from a coaching standpoint as part of the game. The struggle with injuries is more on a personal level. I to walk into a training room and see guys in treatment, and specifically the serious injuries, and DJ Smith and Brandon Samuel are not going to play again this year. That's the part of it that's tough. But when you go through the game planning aspect of it, this is part of the game. It's the hard part. It's the tough part of the game. But it's something that we always prepare for.
How much of your tube backs up do you lose without Coon, or can your tight ends just jump right in and handle all that?
Well, I think we've done it really my whole time here. I mean, there was definitely a period of time where we kept three fullbacks, but we've always interchanged responsibilities between the tight end and the fullback positions. And frankly, a number of times when we're doing personnel evaluations as far as numbers, I lump those two positions together a lot. So whether I'm breaking down responsibility, doing a responsibility tree for offensive pass protection or route running, it's important to train those two positions the same.
Mike, you helped BJ out today, but how did he check out, I guess, this morning?
Talked to BJ. He felt good. His medical exam, everybody felt good. But the plan coming off of Monday was to practice him on Thursday in pads, give him Friday to recover. So, everything looks good. So if nothing changes here in the next 48 hours, I feel very confident with BJ.
I know you didn't want to answer it yesterday, but a couple of things I was going to have to do about the pup guys. Is there
okay.
any feeling about Corliss and
well, Andrew and Frank both won't be up this week. If you're looking for an answer to your question, I thought their work was better. I think Frank's looks very good, so I'm very very pleased because with the unknown of the length of his specific injury and the confidence that I think he had going into this, I think he's definitely he should feel much better about where he is today than he was 2 weeks ago. And I think Andrew's really kind of the normal process of coming off of a major injury to the knee. He's having some soreness, and he needs to continue to work.
Mike, have you gotten encouraging signs on Derek since obviously you haven't been able to practice
him
yet?
Yeah, Derek is he's not ready. That's really what I can all I can tell you. So I know he's frustrated, but we all saw the injury. I mean, it was a serious injury, and that's definitely something that we're not going to rush back. But we'll give him every opportunity. But he's just not ready yet.
Mike, Brian Bulaga played really well in training camp, and then maybe had a bad little spot maybe in Seattle. How has he responded since then?
Well, I think Brian Bulaga's performance against St. Louis was probably one of his best performances of his career. He was up for a game ball, nominee. So that's it tells you what we thought about him as a coaching staff. I thought he was extremely physical. We had a lot of respect for still do for Chris Long going into the game, and I thought Brian played very well.
Who got the offensive game ball instead?
Shoot, I've already moved on to Jacksonville. That was Monday. I'm trying to think. We showed them today. Jared Bush and Jamari Lattimore had the special teams. Eric Walden was the defensive game ball, and the offense was Randall Cobb.
So, life of an
perimeter guys. Yeah, life of a lineman. Yeah.
Speaking of guys that don't get a lot of credit, Rob had the story about the extension for Brett. What does it mean that, I mean, I don't probably knock on wood, what does it mean to have a guy that you can always count on to not botch a snap and just do that job that's kind of unsung?
Well, I think that we all just need to look at the situation when you don't have someone like Brett Good. It's you know, there was a time where our specialists weren't quite where they needed to be, and it definitely affects your special team. So you're happy for Brett because he comes here every day. He's the same guy every day. He performs all the time. So it's always good to see your guys, you know, earn the next contract. So I'm very happy for him and his family.
I know it's a day-to-day and a year-to-year deal, but it's got to be some comfort that you got your core special teams guys locked up with him and
absolutely. No, absolutely. That's a, you know, you look at the battery of, you know, the punter, kicker, and snapper. I mean, it's a very important group. They spend mostly all their time together. And the personalities of the three guys is very important. They lean on one another. You know, they help correct one another. I think they're very honest, you know, as far as their, you know, time together professionally and personally. So they're a good group. They're a good group. And the nice part about it is you look at their, you know, their age group, they still have time to grow so and improve.
Two more.
Mike, what kind of progress did you see with Nick Perry and Sam Shields, you know, going through the weekend?
Well, getting better. I mean, they're just not ready. So we'll see what next week brings. But you know, I'm hopeful that they'll push to get ready for next week. But I think everybody agrees that you know, we're kind of at that spot that your happy or bye comes when it does. So it's important for us to win this football game, and God willing, hopefully we'll be healthy.
Two